This is Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. One of my pet peeves is I often hear Christians say, "Let's worship the Lord," and they are talking about praising the Lord in music and song. This sounds like music and song alone constitute worship. Today I would like to look at two worship priorities from the book of Ezra, chapter 3. Worship for the people of Israel in the Old Testament centered around the sacrificial system, first in the tabernacle and then later in the temple. The temple was destroyed in 587 BC, and many Israelites, priests, and temple workers were carried into captivity in Babylon. It was only in 537 BC, when the Persians had defeated the Babylonians, that the king of Persia, Cyrus, allowed Israelites to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple and reinstitute worship in the Old Testament manner by offering sacrifices on a consecrated altar with certified priests and Levites. Let me read Ezra 3, 1 and 2. "And when the seventh month had come, and the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man to Jerusalem. Then Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brethren, arose and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God." It is that little phrase, "as it is written," that I find compelling. The phrase, "as it is written," occurs again in verse 4. Two other phrases in Ezra 3 also refer to other scripture. Ordinance is mentioned in 4b, and according to the ordinance of David, king of Israel, in 10b. In other words, Zerubbabel and the others are doing what they find in scripture. Music and praise are brought into this worship in verses 10 and 11. Although an altar and temple were used in the Old Testament worship, I do not find them in the New Testament worship. Hebrews chapter 7 through 10 explain that Christ is both priest and sacrifice, once for all time. Jesus' new covenant replaced the old covenant. What are elements of worship we find in both the Old Testament and the New Testament? I think there are six. First, prayer in Acts 2:42 and Isaiah 56:7. Secondly, singing and music in Colossians 3:16 and Psalm 100 verses 1 and 2. Third, giving in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, and Malachi 3, 9 and 10. Fourth, hearing and reading Scripture in 1 Timothy 4, 13, and Nehemiah 8, 3 and 8. Fifth, preaching and teaching in Acts 2, 42, and Nehemiah 8, 1 through 6. And then finally, sixth, remembering in worship in 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26, and Exodus 12, 14 and following. Worship includes praise and singing, but it is more than that. The first priority, worship, should be as it is written, what we find written for us in the Scriptures. The second priority for those restoring worship following their return to Jerusalem was rebuilding the temple on the right foundation. There was only one place on earth for this temple, and that is where they laid it. Ezra 3:10a says, "The builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord." Paul says of the church in Corinth, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Paul is not thinking of a building, but of the people. Earlier in 1 Corinthians 3:11, Paul says that no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus has become the foundation for worship. In John 4, he says to the woman of Samaria, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." Worship is not just singing, though it includes singing. Worship is not just a certain place, but about and founded on a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Worship should be from the heart, and as it is written in the Scriptures. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.